弟兄姊妹们，感谢主。
And the Lord, brothers and sisters.
我本来认为这一次我能跟姊妹啊一起到 Minnesota 那个漂亮的湖边。
This time I thought that, together with my wife, we can come together with a beautiful lake of Minnesota.
因为我去过 Minnesota 非常多次。
Because I've been to Minnesota quite a few times.
但是我的姊妹从来没有去过。
But I've never gone.
所以我本来要求 Andrew 弟兄啊，今年容许我带我的姊妹一起到 Minnesota.
So at first I asked permission from Brother Andrew that I can bring my wife to Minnesota.
没想到主有更奇妙的安排。
But then the Lord has higher plans.
让我们呢在空中相遇。
So that we can meet in cyberspace.
我们将来呢到宝座前那是更喜乐的事情。
And in the future, one day before the throne, that will be even a happier time.
这一次的疫情对很多的人来讲都是出人意料之外的。
This time the pandemic is really a shock to all of us.
有好多弟兄姊妹感觉主的话现在对我们来讲是何等的贴切和真实。
And a lot of brothers and sisters feel that God's words to us are so real and so dear.
像在希伯来书第十二章二十六、二十七节那里说的。
Just like in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 26 and 27.
他说，当时他的声音震动了地，但如今他应许说，再一次我不单要震动地，还要震动天。
Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised.Saying, yet once will I shake not only the earth, but also the heaven.
这再一次的话是指明被震动的就是受造之物都要挪去使那不被震动的长存。
But this yet once signifies the removing of what is shaken as being made that what is not shaken may remain.
我们感觉这一次疫情呢不光是人的生活被震动。
We feel thisTime the pandemic not only has shaken our daily living.
我们看见今天呢，许多的事情的发生。
And today, so many things that are happening.
是背后有那抵挡基督的灵、反对基督的势力在那里运行。
Behind all of these, we see the movement of those that the spirit that is against the Lord.
这是天上面的震动。
This is the shaking of the heavens.
反映在地上。
Reflecting on earth.
我们知道当主要回来之前呢仇撒旦呢知道他的时候不多了。
We know that before the Lord returns, Satan knows that his days are numbered.
他快要被打到地上来。
He is to be stricken down to the earth.
我们看见了。所以撒旦在灵界运行着影响人的心思。意念和生活。
So therefore, Satan is influencing in a spiritual realm where it affects minds, thoughts, and living.
我们知道世界上的人都希望环境平安。
We know that the people of the world wishes for peace in our environment.
但是神的儿女们，主的话很清楚告诉我们。
But God's word tells us very clearly.
我们在世界上是有苦难的。
In the world, we will have suffering.
但是在基督里却是有平安的。
But yet in Christ, we have peace.
世界为什么主许可这些世界的苦难临到，也临到他的儿女呢？
Why is it that God is allowing the suffering coming into the world as well as to his children?
弟兄姊妹，那是为了叫我们的信心被炼过。
And that is because he wants to try our faith.
像彼得在彼得前书里面告诉我们。
Just like Peter tells us in 1 Peter.
我们经历各样百般的试炼。
As we experience the manifold sufferings and tribulations.
我们的信心呢就比如同那火炼的金晶更宝贵。
Our faith is more precious than the refined gold.
我们知道这个时代哈。
We know that in this age.
不会越来越好的。
It's not going to get better.
如果我们真的相信主的话语，
If we truly believe in
知道主要回来，
knowing that he will return.
今天在地上发生的事情反映出灵界里面 撒旦最后的挣扎。
All these things that are happening is a reaction reflecting of all the struggling that, that Satan is going through.
我们就感觉主的话带给我们何等样的鼓舞、扶持，还有提醒。
So we can experience the encouragement and reminder of God's word.
像马太福音二十四章主在橄榄山上的预言。
Just like the prophecy of the Lord in Matthew 24.
他讲到因为不法的事情增多啊。
Because of the increase of lawlessness.
人的爱心就渐渐冷淡。
The heart of men have grown cold.
弟兄姊妹们，这些对神的儿女们来讲是一个考验。
This is a testing for God's children.
我们怎么样能够维持里面对着神、对着主那个爱的火热？
How can we sustain our love and our zealousness toward God's love?
我们对着弟兄姊妹那个爱的真诚？
And the sincerity of our love toward one another.
对着这个将要被审判、毁灭的世界，世上的灵魂，我们能够有爱？
And the love that we need to have toward the lost souls who is facing the world that is under destruction.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个考验。
This is a test.
每一个考验都是外面就是一个震动。
And every time there's a test, there is a shaking.
我们也看见主很清楚地告诉我们，当人子回来的时候。
And the Lord very clearly tells us that when the Son of Man returns.
在地上还能找得到有信心的人吗？
Can you find faith on earth.
这在路加福音第十八章第八节。
We see this in Luke 18:8.
所以今天这些环境对我们来讲，好，我们从神的角度来看，我们基督徒哈，应该是大受鼓舞。
So as we look at our surroundings, for the Christians, we should be greatly encouraged.
大得激励。
And very much stirred up.
而且我们叫我们的灵里面啊。警醒起来
，so that in the spirit we become more watchful.
叫我们生活的态度啊，我们能够更实在一点。
Our attitude toward our daily living should be more sincere.
脱开过去的那些忙碌、浮躁和虚浮的事情。
To do away with the shallowness and the busyness of the things that we did before.
所以为着这一次的聚会
，so for this meeting.
我在主面前大概祷告了超过半年了。
I think I prayed more than half a year.
从 Andrew 弟兄跟我交通，我就在主面前寻求。
Since Brother Andrew shared with me, I started to seek before the Lord.
那么主给我一点的带领和负担，和弟兄姊妹交通一个很基本的题目。
The Lord gave me a guidance and a burden to share on a very, very basic topic.
是认识圣灵。
Knowing the Holy Spirit.
我想对很多信主多年或者你信主有几年的弟兄姊妹来说。
For the believers who have believed for many years or even just for a few years.
今天这一次聚会呢，我们一同来复习我们已经领受过的真理和感谢主已经赐给我们的恩典。
Let's review the truth that has been given to us and give thanks to Him for this grace.
我这一次呢，用四堂和弟兄姊妹交通，请Samuel 弟兄把第一个那个 PowerPoint 打出来，好不好
？Brother Samuel, can you please post the first slide of my PPT? Just the first one. All right.
好，这个题目呢，叫做认识圣灵。
My topic for this weekend is knowing the Holy Spirit.
我分四个子题和弟兄姊妹们来分享。
I have four topics or subtopics to share.
第一个题目就是等一下我要讲的，要介绍圣灵的身位和他的职分，请打第二行。
So please page down or down arrow. There we go. The first one I want to share tonight is the person and ministry of the Holy Spirit.
我们要从圣经里面来认识主介绍我们从圣经的启示让我们来认识圣灵是谁。
We want from the revelation of the scripture how the Lord introduces who the Holy Spirit is.
他是一位在神格中的一位。
He is a person out of the three in the Trinity.
并且他在神格中跟万有之间的关系，我们讲到他的职分。
And his relationship with all created things, we want to talk about his ministry.
明天早晨我要和弟兄姊妹交通的题目是圣灵的工作与目的。
Tomorrow morning, I'd like to share with everyone the work and purpose of the Holy Spirit.
我这一次寻求哈，本来是想照着以往我年轻时代所学习的过程和大家分享。
At first, when I was seeking after this topic, I wanted to share concerning the sequence of how I learned about the Holy Spirit.
那个我年轻的时候被介绍就是先认识圣灵在我们身上的工作，我们怎么得着圣灵，经历会有什么表现。
When I was young, I learned about the work of the Holy Spirit, what happens to us, and the manifestation of it in my life.
但是在这段日子的寻求里面，
But in these days, as I sought before the Lord,
主给我一个感觉，好像我们先要认识圣灵奇妙的工作和他在我们身上工作的目的是什么。
So I feel that I rather want to share about the most important work and the purpose of the Holy Spirit.
因为我们看见有很多爱主的弟兄姊妹。
We see many brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
他们爱慕圣灵。
They desire after the Holy Spirit.
盼望更多的得着圣灵。
They want to gain more of the Holy Spirit.
盼望更多的经历圣灵。
And experience Him more.
但是他们却不明白圣灵在我们身上工作的目的是什么。
But they fail to understand the purpose by which the Holy Spirit is working.
以至于他们得着了圣灵某一方面的经历或者祝福，他们就停下来。
So that once they experience a certain aspect of the blessing of the Holy Spirit, they stop.
我说停下来，不是说他们就不是爱主、不追求、不侍奉，不是的。
When I just said they stop, it doesn't mean that they stop pursuing the Lord and they stop serving.
而是在认识神的事情上，生命度量的长进上面停下来。
But yet rather they stopped in the capacity of learning more about the Lord.
那是一个很可惜的一个误解，还有一个偏差。
This is a very unfortunate misunderstanding and deviation.
所以这一次呢，我想我第二堂我要和弟兄姊妹交通呢，圣灵的工作和目的。
So therefore the second session I'd like to share about the work and the purpose of the Holy Spirit.
若是我们盼望更多经历圣灵，
If we want to experience more of the Holy Spirit,
更多得着圣灵赐下来所带给我们的祝福，
And gain more of the blessing of the Holy Spirit,
我们在一开头的时候就需要清楚地看见圣灵在我们身上工作的目标是什么。
Very clearly, we must see what is the goal that we want to see how the Holy Spirit is working.
那么明天的晚上
And tomorrow night,
我要和弟兄姊妹交通圣灵与个人的属灵生命。
I'll share about the individual life and the Holy Spirit.
这样我就会讲到一点圣灵在我们身上的经历和表现。
Then I share a little bit about the experience and manifestation of the Holy Spirit from us.
我们盼望每一个人在经历上面都是完全的，也是丰富的。
Hopefully, all of our experiences are complete and rich.
我们在对圣灵在我个人身上的工作，我们能够有一个平衡的一个追求和表现。
And the work of the Holy Spirit in us, we will have a very balanced way of pursuing as well as expression of it.
那么主日早上
And then Sunday morning,
我要和弟兄姊妹交通圣灵与教会的实际。
I'd like to share on the reality of the church and the Holy Spirit.
那么我可能呢会把以弗所书里面有12次提到圣灵呢和大家分享一点。
So I will mention the 12 matters of the Holy Spirit in the book of Ephesians.
12 occurrence in the book of Ephesians, about the Holy Spirit. 好，我们现在就进入今天晚上的这个主题。
So let's enter into the first topic tonight.
盼望我们呢能够像上课一样慢慢的一点一点的讲。
It's just like class time, you go one point, slowly one and after another.
请我们先读一处的经文。
Let's go into the Bible.
哥林多前书第四章第一节。
1 Corinthians 4:1.
好，我可以请 Gabriel, Samuel 弟兄，你帮我打第二章的那个。
Samuel, let's look at the second slide.
圣灵的身位与职分。
The person and ministry of the Holy Spirit.
哥林多前书第四章第一节，我来读一下。
1 Corinthians 4:1, I'll read it first.
人应当以我们为基督的执事，为神奥秘式的管家。
Let a man so account of us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God.
请你打第一行哈，第一个 online
哈。
在这里保罗告诉我们，主所呼召、主所制作和托付的一般工人。
Here Paul is calling those servants that he has put together.
我们弟兄姊妹们呢，应该怎么看他们呢
？How should we view them？
他们是基督的仆人。
They are the servants of Christ。
是神诸般奥秘式的管家。
Stewards of the mysteries of God。
他们若是这个忠心有见识的管家。
And they are faithful and the faithful servants。
And prudent。
And prudent。
那么到了时候，他就要把神的奥秘式呢。分享给弟兄姊妹们。
And at the right time, he will share the mysteries of God to everyone.
他这个奥秘式呢，不是一个单数的，而是多数的词。
This mystery is plural, multiple.
我们知道，特别在新约圣经里面呢，奥秘这个词出现了许多次。
We know in the New Testament, the word mystery occurs many times.
像在以弗所书，保罗讲到呢，神的奥秘啊，就是基督。
Like in Ephesians, Paul says that the mystery of God is Christ.
在以弗所书里面，他讲到基督的奥秘就是教会。
And the mystery of Christ is the church.
在以弗所书，同时他也讲到呢，神旨意里面有一个奥秘。
Talks about the will of God in itself has.
他也讲到呢，在福音里面有一个奥秘。
That's the mystery in the gospel.
那么今天世界上所发生的事情，在灵界里面也有一个那不乏隐逸的奥秘。
And also in the world today, in the realm of lawlessness, there's also a mystery of lawlessness.
在这些诸般呢，我们外面都看得见现象，却不了解背后的真实意义的，那就叫做奥秘。
And all of these things that are happening behind the actual occurrence, we call them the mystery.
弟兄姊妹们，在宇宙中啊，最大的奥秘啊，就是神的自己。
In all creation, the greatest mystery is God Himself.
所以我们要在介绍圣灵之前，因为圣灵是神格中的第三位。
Before we introduce the Holy Spirit, we know that He is the third person.
我要先和弟兄姊妹谈一下神自己里面的一些我们的领会。
So we need to talk about God Himself in terms of how we understand.
我来读几处的经文。
Let's go into the passage.
以赛亚书四十四章第六节。
Isaiah 44:6.
耶和华以色列的君，以色列的救主、救赎主，万军之耶和华如此说：我是首先的，我是末后的，除我以外。再没有真神。
Thus says Jehovah, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, Jehovah of hosts, I am the first and I am the last, and beside me there is no God.
第四十四章，四十三章第十、第十一节。
43:10-11.
耶和华说：你们是我的见证，我所拣选的仆人。既是这样，便可以知道。且信服我，又明白我就是耶和华，在我以前没有真神，在我以后也必没有。
Ye are my witnesses, saith Jehovah, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me.
以赛亚书四十五章第五节。
Isaiah 45:5.
我是耶和华，在我以外并没有别神， 除了我以外再没有神。你谁不认识我，我必给你束腰。
I am Jehovah, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, and thou hast not known me.
第六到第八节，从日出之地到日落之处，使人都知道，除了我以外，没有别神。我是耶和华，在我以外，并没有别神。我造光，又造暗。我施平安，又降灾祸。造作这一切的是我耶和华。
Verse 6 to 8, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the going down, that there is none beside me. I am Jehovah, and there is none else, forming the light and creating darkness, making peace and creating evil. I, Jehovah, do all these things. Drop down, ye heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down the righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation.And with it, let righteousness spring up. I, Jehovah, have created it.
我刚才没有读第八节啊。诸天啊，自上而低，穹苍降下公义，地面开裂，产出救恩，使公义一同发生。这都是我耶和华所造的。
That was verse 8.
我们看见圣经里面非常清楚的启示给我们。
Very clearly, the Bible tells us.
神是独一的真神。
God is the only true God.
他是自由拥有的神。
He is the God that is always there, has always been.
所以在以赛亚书第44章那里说到。
So therefore in Isaiah 44,
他说我是首先的，我是末后的。
Says, I'm the first and the last.
除我以外没有真神。
Aside from me, there's no other true God.
而且是他是创造万有的主宰。
And he is the God that created all things.
不光是这物质没有生命的宇宙是他造的。
Not only this creation that has no life he created.
所有的生命都是从他出来的。
And all living things came from him.
而且众光是从他出来的。
And all light came out of him.
所以我们看见神借着他的创造把他公义的性情和他奇妙的大能彰显出来。
So through his creation, he was able to manifest out the righteousness of his nature as well as his amazing power.
所以当以色列人刚刚离开埃及
，So when the Israelites just left Egypt,
他们过了红海，到了西乃山底下
，They crossed the Red Sea and went to the foot of Mount Sinai.
神就吩咐以色列人
，God charged the Israelites.
除我以外，你们不可有别的神。
Aside from me, you can have no other God.
因为在埃及的人呢，他们看到什么他们不明白的，他们觉得是一个奥秘的，他们就把它当神来拜。
Because for the Egyptians, when they see something that they could not understand, and they feel this is very mysterious, so they treat him as a God.
所以一个信了主的人，第一件事情就把过去那些我所崇拜的，通通把它除掉，这叫除偶像。
So therefore, a person who believes in the Lord, at the point of believing God, then they have to take away all of the things that they worship in the past.
在我们心里面，把主耶稣基督并爱我们的父神摆在最高位，那个是我们的承认，我们的信仰。
Our faith and our confession is that the Lord is in the highest place in our life.
所以保罗在写罗马书结束的时候。
So when Paul wrote the conclusion of the book of Romans,
他在那里有一个赞美。
He had a praise.
他说呢，愿荣耀因耶稣基督归于独一全智的神，直到永远。
May glory be given to the only wise God.
在保罗的里面，我们的神是独一又全智的。
In Paul, he knows that our God is the only one and he is all-wise God.
他在提摩太前书里面讲到救恩的时候。
When Paul is mentioning about salvation in the book of Timothy.
他也告诉我们说只有一位神。
He also tells us that there is only one God.
在神和人中间只有一位中保。
In God and man, there is only one mediator.
神是独一的真神。
He is the only one true God.
它不是一个想象，不是一个幻想，不是一个学说，不是一个理论。
He is not just an imagination or some kind of theory.
弟兄姊妹们，他是真实的神。
He is the true God.
但是我们读圣经，可能会有人有问题。
But when you read the Bible, some of us may have a question.
在创世纪里面
In the book of Genesis.
比如说创世纪第一章第一节
Just like Genesis 1:1.
他说起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
有人用原文圣经去读，发现在希伯来文里面那个神是一个多数的字。
We're going into the original translation, the word God is a plural.
我们既然说到神是独一的真神，为什么讲到神的时候又是多数的呢？
If we say that our God is the one and true God, why is it in this verse? It says this God has the word of the plural.
而且在创世纪第一章第二十六节那里。
And also in Genesis 1:26.
我们中文圣经呢，翻他说神说我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人。
Here it says, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness.
如果神只有一位，怎么他们说话的时候说我们呢？
If God is only one, why is it the Bible says, God says, let us?
比如说，如果今天我一个人在这里和弟兄姊妹说话，我就说我说。
And if I am the only one here saying things, and I can say, I am speaking.
那么我的姊妹今天跟我坐在一起，我们就我们一起说。
And because my wife is sitting here with me, and we are speaking, so we can say we are speaking together.
所以有人读圣经就说，这不是矛盾吗？
And so some people say, isn't that kind of conflicting?
为什么独一的神却用复数和我们来自称自己呢？
Why is it this one and only God uses a plural term to call himself?
这就是一个大的奥秘。
This is a tremendous mystery.
弟兄姊妹，从有新约圣经以后，我们知道在基督教的范围里面，这是一个争论非常多的事，一个奥秘。
From the beginning of time all the way to the realm of Christianity, this is a topic that has a lot of controversy.
今天我们要用一个恭敬而且敬畏的态度来和弟兄姊妹们分享这件事情。
Today with a very reverent attitude, we want to share on this.
我们知道在圣经里面讲到神的时候，
When the Bible refers to the term God,
在使徒行传第十七章第二十九节里面
Acts 17:26
使徒保罗在向这个二十九节
Verse 29
在使徒保罗在向雅典的希腊人传福音的时候
When Paul was preaching the gospel to the Greeks in Athens
他用了一个词
He used the term
我读一下中文
Let me read the Chinese.
他说我们既是神所生的就不当以为神的神性像人用手艺心思所雕刻的金银石。
Verse 29, Being therefore the offspring of God, we ought not to think that which is divine to be like gold or silver or stone, the graven form of man's art and imagination.
他讲到神的神性这个词。
He says God and his divinity.
英文把它翻成 divinity.
The English translated to divinity or divine.
古老的英文把它翻成 Godhead.
The old English translated as Godhead.
我第一次读的时候，我根本不知道懂得什么叫做神头 Godhead.
When I first read it, I could not understand why it's translated as Godhead.
我们再看罗马书第一章第二十节。
Romans 1:20.
保罗在那里讲到神的。彰显。
Here Paul is talking about the expression of God.
他说自从造天地以来神的永能和神性是明明可知的谁是眼不能见但借着所造之物就可以晓得叫人无可推诿。
Verse 20 For from the world's creation the invisible things of him are perceived being apprehended by the mind through the things that are made.Both his eternal power and divinity, so as to render them inexcusable.
我姊妹用的这个英文版本叫做 New American Standard. 她每次把 Godhead 都翻成 divinity.
The word Godhead is always translated as divinity in the NAS.
这是为了让年轻人呢比较容易明白。
To the young people easier to understand.
中文又把它翻成神的神性。
And the Chinese translate that as the Godhead.
那么第三处呢，在哥罗西书第二章第九节。
Colossians 2:9.
我想很多弟兄姊妹都会背这一节圣经。
A lot of us can memorize this.
他说，因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督的里面。
For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
这三处的经文呢，在原文都是同一个字，古英文把它翻成 Godhead.
In these three places, the ancient English or the old English translate this to be Godhead.
我们中文圣经把它翻成神性或者神的本性。
So the Chinese reference this as the divinity.
那么我们看见有很多读圣经的人为了要说明呢，就把这个词翻译叫做神格 Godhead.
And so later on, people translated this as Godhead.
神格这个意思是什么呢？
What is the definition of the Godhead?
就是神是成位的，它不是一个冥冥中的大自然而已。
God has a person. It's a person. It's a
God is a person.
It's a person. It's not just some idea.
Some abstract. 这个就像 people 讲的这个 nature 不是的。
He is a person. It's not some abstract in nature.
像今天呢，这个有些讲世界观、讲唯物主义的，一切都是大自然，它自然而然就来了。那个是什么呢？不是这个东西。
But the people of the world talk about the things that are with a lot of ideologies, but this is not any kind of an ideology.
这个进化呢，这个自然呢是没有位格的。
This particular matter has no place.
没有位格就告诉他没有目的，没有思想，没有情感，没有意志的。
It will have no feelings or emotions.
但是神里面呢，它是有位格的。
But yet in God.
所以他造出来的人有人格的。
So when he created man has his personality.
我们每一个人有人的那个位格，所以你有你的思想，他有他的思想。
So we all have our different personalities, your thoughts and my thoughts.
一个人的人格就把他这个人里面的所示的发表出来。
With a person's different personalities, he will show forth all of his differences.
同样的。在神的本性里面是有神格的。
And so by the same token, in God, we have the personalities of God.
那么神格就把神的奥秘发表出来。
Therefore, the Godhead was able to express out his mystery.
所以呢，神奥秘式的管家，我们要摸到一件事情，就是宇宙中最大的奥秘就是神格。
So the stewardship of the mystery of God must be in touch with one thing, that the greatest mystery is God himself.
即便我们能用话语用文字把它发表出来。
Even though we can express it in a written language.
弟兄姊妹，我们仍然说它是一个奥秘。
Still we say that this is a mystery.
因为神太大了。
Because God is too great.
神格中最大的奥秘是什么呢？
What is the greatest mystery?
就是神格中有三位。
Is that there's a three person in the Godhead.
但是又完全是一。
And it's completely one.
这个在人的思想里面是不合数学逻辑的。
And in our intellectual mind, it's not there, it doesn't work, it doesn't compute.
如果我们做父母教孩子，这边写一个一，告诉孩子说这个叫做一。
So for the parents, we tell our child this is a one.
然后那边写一个三，说这个也是一，然后要画个等号。那个孩子说：“爸爸，你小学都不及格。”
And then on the other side of the board, but the father writes a three, and then the father says, "This is also one."
但是这却是圣经上的真理。
But this is the Bible truth.
我们称我们的神是独一的神。
We call our God the only true God.
又是三而一的神。
And yet He is also the triune God.
所以我常常伏在主面前说：“主，我感谢你。”
Oftentimes I prostrate before the Lord and I say, God, I thank you.
因着我信了耶稣基督。
Because I believe in Jesus Christ.
我就在你里面认识了父神。
In you, I come to know God the Father.
因着我信了耶稣基督。
Because I believe in Jesus Christ.
我就领受了灵神，圣灵住在我的里面。
I receive the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God living in me.
非常清楚。
Very clear.
弟兄姊妹，很多神的儿女们呢，我们把父和子啊混在一起，从来不把它分清楚的。
Many God's children mixed up God and the Son together.
我常常听弟兄姊妹在波饼聚会祷告。
Many times I hear brothers and sisters praying in a table meeting.
亲爱的父亲 我们的主耶稣
Our Lord Jesus.
他在那里称颂主，但是他称他做父亲。
He's praising the Lord and yet he's calling him the Father.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，因为我们不明白这个奥秘，却我们活在这个奥秘里面。
We're very confused about this mystery, even though we're living in this mystery.
我们仍然享受圣灵的同在。
We can still enjoy the presence of the Holy Spirit.
但是神爱我们了，他总怕我们有一点长大了，在这个点上面，我们能够清楚的认识他。
But because God loves us, He wants us to be more mature so that we can know more, have more understanding over this point.
所以我们从创世纪第一章开始，一直到启示录最后一章。
So from the beginning of Genesis 1 all the way to the last chapter.
我们看见处处都向我们显明神格中的三位。
Everywhere it shows us that the triune God
就是父神
God the Father
子神
God the Son
和灵神
and God the Holy Spirit、
啊、比如我们读创世纪第一章说起初神创造天地
Just like in Genesis 1:1 where it says in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth
到了第一章的第二节的时候
Then we come to chapter 1 verse 2.
他就讲到神的灵运行在那个空虚混沌渊面黑暗的上面。
It talks about the spirit of God hovering over the face of the water.
我们看见圣灵就是灵神在那里出现。
Here we see the spirit of God appearing.
啊，那么第26节神说的时候我们就看见父子圣灵在那里开会。
And then in verse 26, we see that there was a council between God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
到了启示录二十二章的时候
，When we come to Revelation,
我们看见到了将来我们进入新天新地，来到父神和羔羊的宝座跟前。
When we come before God the Father, come before the throne
of
the
Father
and
the Lamb. 我们看见了，圣灵也在那里。
The Holy Spirit is also there.
所以整本圣经呢。是为神他的奥秘做见证。
So the whole book of the Bible is to be a testimony for the mystery of God.
我们讲到呢，神格中虽然有三位
，Although we see there's a triune God，
但是父子圣灵的本性呢是完全没有差异的。
But there's no conflicts between the personalities of God the Father, the Son, and the Spirit.
或者他们讲到这本性呢，我们要恭敬的在神身上用一个字叫做 attribute.
Or we can say in a more accurate way, the word is attribute.
The attribute of the Father, the attribute of the Son, the attribute of the Holy Spirit are one. 这是很奇妙的。
This is very amazing.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，今天人与人之间达不到这种一。
Between men, we cannot achieve to this kind of oneness.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，不仅如此。
Not only this.
而且他们之间呢，毫无间隔，连一条缝都没有。
And there's no gap in between any one of them.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，今天我们人间的相爱啊，有的时候还会有彼此不信任。
When men is in, has a good relationship and love each other, there still may be an effect of not trusting each other.
那一点点的不信任，一点点的怀疑，就是一个缝，就是一个间隔。
When there is an untrust, feeling, then we see a gap.
但是父子圣灵中间没有这个间隔。
But yet there is no gaps between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
唯一有一个。
Except for one.
弟兄姊妹，每次我们擘饼的时候，我们一想到这个，我们里面就被主的爱融化。
Whenever we think of this at the table meeting, our heart is melted by His love.
就主耶稣在十字架上的后三个钟头。
And that is the last 3 hours of the Lord on the cross.
父神掩面不看他的爱子。
But the Father turned and not look at His Son.
弟兄姊妹，有人讲那是勇士里面的一个裂痕。
And some people say that this is a leak,
a crack
in all eternity.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，因为在神格里面从来没有一点的间隔的。
Because original, there's never any kind of a gap or crack between God.
而且他们之间从来没有意见上的分歧的。
And they never had any differences of opinion.
三位一起开会的时候，这个说了，那个人。另外一位就是说这也是我的意思。
So when the triune God is in a council together, one speaks and the other agrees.
这个一啊是不得了的一啊。
This oneness is a marvelous thing.
我读一点的圣经。
Let's go into the Bible.
约翰福音。
John.
第十章第三十节。
Chapter 10, verse 30.
我与父原为一。
I and the Father are one.
我们的主耶稣讲到他与父原为一。
Our Lord Jesus says that he and the Father are one.
约翰福音第十四章。
And then John 14.
第十六到二十节。
16 to 20.
我读一下。
I'll read it to you.
我要求父。父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
And I will beg the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may be with you forever.
就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他。
The Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see him nor know him.But you know him, for he abides with you and shall be in you.
因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。我不撇下你们为孤儿，必到你们这里来。还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却看见我，因为我活着，你们也要活着。
18 and 19. I am coming to you. Yet a little and the world sees me no longer.But you see me because I live also shall live.
二十节。
Verse 20.
到那日你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
In that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you.
好，弟兄姊妹们，我们看见主耶稣讲到他与父原为一。
The Lord Jesus says he and the Father are one.
然后他也讲到他与圣灵，圣灵来了，就是基督来了。
When the Holy Spirit comes, the Lord comes.
这是很奇妙的事情。
It's very amazing.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们没有办法用人的逻辑想透的事情。
It's very hard to understand this logically.
父、子和圣灵。
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
他们这个一是同一个生命。
That oneness is in one life.
同一个性情。
One nature.
同一个交通。
One fellowship.
同一个心意。
One mind and purpose.
同一个道路
One way,
同一个目的
and the same purpose,、
同一个工作
same work,
同一个荣耀
and same glory.
弟兄姊妹这是我们将来到基督台前在国度里面我们就可以丰满的认识他
We will know him the fullest way one day when we come before the judgment seat of Christ.
但是今天主把圣灵赐给我们就要我们开始去认识
Today theGod has given us the Holy Spirit so we can start to come to know this.
所以啊，父子圣灵的一啊，不仅是外面的一致。
So this oneness of God the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit is not just something of an external nature.
更是一个里面的一致。
It's also the oneness in the internal nature.
里面的 oneness 一个合一。
It's an inward oneness.
这个 oneness 里面有一个非常美丽的和谐。
And in this oneness is a beautiful harmony.
非常真诚的爱。
A very true love.
而且非常美丽的尊重。
As well as a very beautiful way of honoring each other.
为什么我们要交通这些呢
?Why do we share this?
因为圣灵要把这些带到我们中间做成在我们里面。
Because the Holy Spirit is to bring this into us and to accomplish this in us.
我们讲到父子和圣灵虽然是完全同等的。
Although we say that God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is totally equal.
是一样的。
The same.
但是在父子圣灵的旨意、目的和工作上面。
But in terms of the will, the purpose, and the work of God the Father.
却有父子圣灵的次序和区别的。
It has its order as well as its differences.
这个就是讲到在神的工作中的时候你就看见。父是那个起始。
In terms of the work, God is the initiator.
他来定义。
He determines.
不是说起始定义完了他就不做事了，他一直都在其中。
Of course, once he determines that, he is constantly in the midst.
那么子神呢，他就照着父的旨意呢， 把父的旨意完成在他自己的身上，实行出来。
And God the Son is to administrate and also be the executor of God's will.
那就是指的顺服。
And that is the obedience of God the Son.
指的顺从的来完成父的旨意。
The obedience of God the Son is to complete the will of God the
Father. 那么圣灵就照着旨所完成的来实化出来，在整个宇宙中。
And the Holy Spirit will bring about what God has accomplished and manifested in the world.
所以他们之间是有次序的。
So among the three, there is an order.
这个次序啊，是神格中最美丽与最荣耀的一个和谐。
And this order is the most beautiful as well as the most harmonious union.
弟兄姊妹，这个次序也要显在教会中间。
This order must be manifested in the church.
我们恩得救的弟兄姊妹，我们都同有生命，同有一样的生命。
But the new believers, when they believe, we have the same life with them.
但是当发表神的工作的时候，我们是有次序的。
But when it manifests the work of God, there is a certain order.
这一段呢，我想和大家交通到这个点。
So we want to talk about in this section.
那么接下来我们要谈到灵神呢，是三而一神格中的第三位。
The next point is the Spirit of God is the third person of the Triune God.
刚才我们讲到，在神格的里面呢，这个大奥秘啊，我们看见了父，看见了子，也看见了灵。
We already said that in this great mystery of the Godhead, we see God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
那么我们来看呢，圣经中怎样称呼这位灵神。
Now let's see how the scripture calls the Spirit of God.
我刚才已经读了创世纪第一章第二节里面。
We read this in Genesis 1:2.
他说地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。
And the earth was waste and empty, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters.
到了启示录第22章第17节。
Revelation 22:17.
在那里我们读到圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
And the Spirit and the bride say, Come, and let him that hears say, Come, and let him that is athirst come. He that will, let him take the water of life freely.
所以我们从这两处的经文，我们看见整本圣经里面，在旧约，灵神通常被称作神的灵。
In the Old Testament, the Spirit of God is mentioned.
或者称作耶和华的灵。
Or the Spirit of Jehovah.
在新约圣经里面。
In the New Testament.
它被称作圣灵。
It's called the Holy Spirit.
为什么称作神的灵呢？
Why is it called the Spirit of God?
因为灵神有神的生命与性情。
Because the Spirit of God has the life and nature of God.
在三而一的神格中，
In the Godhead,
他就在父神和子神的里面。
He is within God the Father and the Son.
他是父的那个灵。
He is the Spirit of God.
我们的主耶稣讲到神是灵。
Jesus says, God is a spirit.
那么父的灵就是神的灵。
The Spirit of the Father is the Spirit of God.
那么子的灵也是神的灵。
The Spirit of the Son is also the Spirit of God.
在旧约圣经里面介绍他，就说他就是神的灵。
So the Old Testament introduces him to say that he is the Spirit of God.
弟兄姊妹，就好像我们这个人受造了。
Just like we human being, we are created.
我这个人里面有神给我这个人的灵。
God has given to me a spirit of a man.
比如说我的名字叫伯圣响，那是伯圣响的灵。
And I have the spirit of Boston.
我们用跟恭敬的态度讲到，神的灵就是父里面的灵。
In a very reverent way, we have to say that the spirit of God is the spirit of God the Father.
就是子里面的灵。
And it's the very spirit of God the Son.
那么到了新约时代，为什么他被称作圣灵了呢？
But why is it in the New Testament period he is called the Holy Spirit?
我们要讲到因着神的儿子 借着圣灵取了一个肉身到了地上来。
Because the Son of God, through the Holy Spirit, has taken on the flesh to come to the world.
他通过玛利亚，他得着了一个肉身。
Through Mary, he received the body.
那么主耶稣在地上做人的时候，
When Jesus lived on earth as a man,
在他里面带领他说话、生活、工作的那个灵，就是神的灵。
The spirit that is helping him, guiding him, in him working when he was on earth is the very spirit of God.
但是那个灵呢，又和耶稣基督做人的灵呢，是完全结合在一起。
And that spirit is in him is totally united with the spirit in the man of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们没有办法想透的一件事情。
This is something is hard for us to
understand. 所以主耶稣成为那出熟的果子。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus is the first fruit.
今天你我蒙恩得救的人，我们所享受的，就是主耶稣在地上做人所享受的。
Today, as we enjoy and appreciate on earth, is the very thing that the Lord Jesus also experienced.
所以马太福音第十二章二十八节那里。
In Matthew 12:28.
我们知道在那一段圣经里面记载了主耶稣使一个又聋又哑的人呢，被鬼附的人。他耳朵打开了，舌头解开，听得见，可以说话了。
We know that in this particular chapter, it records a deaf and a mute man who was opened up by the Lord.
那周围的法利赛人呢，他们就非常的嫉妒主。
And so the Pharisees were very jealous of him.
他们就毁谤主说他赶鬼啊，无非是借着鬼王别西卜赶鬼。
So they slandered the Lord and said that he cast out demons by Beelzebub.
主耶稣就回答他们。
So the Lord Jesus responded.
主说一国如果自相纷争，这国一定站不住。
If the kingdoms have conflicts with each other, it will not stand.
他说，我若是借着圣灵赶鬼的话，
If I cast out demons by the Holy Spirit,
那就是神的国临到你们了。
Then the kingdom of God has come upon you.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们说主耶稣做人，他在地上，他的思想、言语、行为、生活，还有工作。
When the Lord Jesus was on earth, his mind, his thoughts, his words, his behavior, his work,
都是在他里面，神的灵住在他里面所产生的工作。
It's the very work of the Spirit of God living in him.
所以当主耶稣通过十字架复活升天了以后，
When the Lord Jesus was ascended to heaven after he was risen from the dead,
神的灵也带着耶稣基督那个做人完全讨神喜悦的人性的灵回到了天上。
The Holy Spirit also brought this perfect spirit in the Lord Jesus as he lived as a man up to heaven.
所以当父神把所应许的神宝座前的七灵赐给他的时候，
So when God the Father gave him the seven spirits before the throne,
关于这七灵我明天要讲啊，我今天
Tomorrow I'll talk more about that seven spirits.
那么他就把这个灵浇灌下来，
So this Holy Spirit has been poured forth.
啊，所以今天你我得着的被称作圣灵，而不直接说神的灵了。
So therefore what we have received today is the Holy Spirit.
因为神的灵如果进到我们有罪的人里面，我们这个人就被击杀了。
Because if the spirit of God enters into men who are sinners like us, we will be killed.
啊，但是今天带着基督复活人性的灵进来了，那他就住在我们里面，安家在我们的里面。
So after the risen life of the Lord and this Holy Spirit is now given to us, he can now dwell in us.
所以呢，在新约圣经里面，使徒们，特别使徒保罗，
so、especially Paul in the New Testament,
他讲到住在他里面的圣灵的时候，
when he mentioned about the Holy Spirit dwelling in him,
他说到这是基督的灵，
he mentions this as the Spirit of Christ,
他说到这是在我里面耶稣的灵，
he says the Spirit of Jesus in me,
这时候圣灵仍然是神的灵，
at that time the Holy Spirit is still the Spirit of God,
但是另一面呢，
But on the other hand,
他又带着复活基督的人性的灵。
It brings in the glorified, perfect, humanity of the Spirit of Jesus.
所以圣灵呢，在新约圣经讲到跟人的关系、跟教会关系的时候，他都被称作圣灵。
Therefore, when it comes to the relationship between man and the church, he's called the Holy Spirit.
这是我们介绍一下圣经里面讲到灵神的是神格中的第三位。
Therefore, we need to say that the Spirit of God in this introduction, that he is the third person of the triune God.
那么我们接下来要和弟兄姊妹看一下这一位圣灵呢他的职分是什么。
Now let's talk about what is the actual ministry of this Holy Spirit.
我简单的讲
Very simply speaking.
神的灵或者是圣灵。
The Spirit of God or the Holy Spirit.
就是神一切工作的执行者。
He is the executor of all of God's work.
好。所以我们看见当神创造的时候神的灵在那里。
So when we see God's creation from the beginning, the Spirit of God was there also.
当主耶稣钉十字架的时候，神的灵在那里。
When the Lord Jesus was crucified, the Spirit of God was also there.
当教会出生的时候，是神的灵在那里。
When the birth of the church occurred, the Spirit of God was there.
我们知道今天整个地上，虽然仇敌的势力非常的张狂。
Although nowadays, the power of the darkness is so bad.
但是我们要感谢神。
But we want to thank the Lord.
神的灵，圣灵在这里。
God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit is here.
神的灵在你我的里面。
The Spirit of God is in you and I.
所以我要稍微和大家看一看整本圣经里面的历史。
So let's look at the history from the scripture.
在旧约时代。
In the Old Testament period.
神的灵是神工作的执行者。
The Spirit of God is the administrator or executor of God's work.
刚才我们读创世纪第一章第二节。
Just now we read Genesis 1-2.
在那里讲到我们看见起初神创造的那美好的天和地。
The original beautiful heaven and earth that God created.
受到了神仇敌就是撒旦的背叛而破坏了。
Because of the rebelliousness of Satan, he destroyed it.
有人讲呢我们今天所生活的这一个地球太阳系的里面的地球
The earth that we're living in the solar system
是一个非常特别的行星
It's a very special solar
神本来是托付给受造的天使长就是路西佛来管理的
God originally gave this under the government of Lucifer
在以西结书第28章里面讲路西佛因为神给他这么荣耀的托付呢他就忙碌起来一忙碌起来他就想自己就骄傲起来了。
Ezekiel 28 tells us that because Lucifer was given such a glamorous work, he was so busy and got very, very prideful.
因为他的这个事情多了他就骄傲他就想要做神。
And he wanted to be just like God.
他就背叛了神。
So he rebelled God.
他因着背叛呢就堕落成为撒旦。
Because of his rebelliousness, he fell and became Satan.
所以他对地的治理啊带来的是一个极大的破坏和毁灭。
So he brought in a great destruction to the earth.
我们学一点点地球物理或者古地质学都知道。
If you have studied anything about,
geophysics, or the paleogeology,
If you study these things,
这些啊，告诉我们说，地球的年龄大概是43亿年。
The age of the Earth is
4.3 billion
years. 4.3 billion years.
43亿年，我们人在地上出现了，我们有历史记录的不超过5000年。
And we have only just about 5,000 histories of man's life on Earth.
摩西五经给我们可以推溯到大概人类在地上6000年。
The Pentateuch tells us probably man was there for us altogether 6,000 years.
比起43亿年来这6000年呢，就好像叹一口气还要短。
In comparison to this 4.3 billion, it's just as short as the breath of life.
那么前面呢，路西佛掌管的时间很长。
The time that Lucifer was in control was a long.
但是他因为骄傲，他堕落成为撒旦，背叛了神。
But because of his pride, he rebelled and became a fallen angel.
所以地。就受了审判。
Therefore, the earth was judged.
地成为空虚混沌。
It became void and deep.
渊面黑暗。
In darkness.
所以地质学，古地质学告诉我们，地球曾经完全被水覆盖。
So in past, we were told that once the earth was totally covered by water.
啊，就是那个冰河起水融的时候。
So when the ice melted.
啊，我自己在我们西北角，啊，像 Minnesota 那么多湖啊，以前 Minnesota 整个就是一个大湖啊。
Before many many years ago, Minnesota was one big lake.
啊，我们西北角这边也都是，啊，所有的地质现在都告诉我们说，以前这边是在水底下。
The same for us in the Northwest. Before many many years ago, we were underneath the water.
那么人类要出现在地上，神必须恢复这个地。
So in order for men to come back to the earth, he must restore the earth first.
所以创世纪其实不是神最初的创造。
Therefore, the creation in Genesis was not God's very first creation.
乃是神恢复的创造。
It is his recovered creation.
而且这个恢复要恢复到神最原初的旨意里面。
This recovery must go back to the very original thought of God.
因为在这个恢复的创造里面，神造了人。
Because in his recovery creation, he created man.
弟兄姊妹，这都跟圣灵有关系。
All of these are related to the Holy Spirit.
所以他说，当地是空虚混沌、渊面黑暗的时候，
When the earth was wasted, empty and darkness,
神要恢复这个地啊，是神的灵运行在水面上。
In order to recover the earth, the Spirit of God has to hover over it.
好，我们看见，这是神的工作，灵神在那里执行。
Here we see this is God's work, and yet the Spirit of God is executing it.
在创世纪第二章第七节。
Genesis 2:7.
人被造出来。
Man was created.
在那里说，耶和华用地上的土造人。
And Jehovah Elohim formed man, dust of the ground.
啊，这个中文翻译成尘土，这好像很细的，其实它是讲到红土。
It's actually referring to the red dust.
啊，是 soil 一样的那种啊。
Similar to the red soil.
啊，将生气吹在他鼻孔里面。
And breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
And man became a living soul.
啊，所以我们看见，当神造人的时候。
When God created man,
神口中的气
the breath of from God,
就是神自己的生命的灵
is the very spirit of life from God.
就赋予那用尘土那个泥人的形象了，哎，结果他就有了灵，而成了一个活的魂了，就有了人格了。
Hovering over the form of man, so that this man has now his personality.
这是神在恢复工作中啊。一个奇妙的作为，这是圣灵做的。
This is a very amazing work in God's recovery, and that is done by the Holy Spirit.
我们再举一点例子。
Another example.
以色列人出埃及。
The Israelites left Egypt.
他们一从苏哥起行。
As soon as they left Succoth.
很奇妙的。
Very amazing.
在他们前面就有一个云柱。
This is a pillar of clouds.
到了晚上，在他们后面就有一个火柱。
Behind them at night, there's a pillar.
云柱引导他们。
The pillar of cloud led them.
火柱呢，保护他们，照亮他们，叫仇敌不敢靠近他们。
The pillar of fire protected them, so that the enemy would not get close to them.
我们读圣经都知道，那是指着神的灵说的。
When we read the Bible, we know that this is referring to the Spirit of God.
云柱、火柱引领光照，与他们同行。
The Spirit of cloud and fire.Guided them and walked together with them.
保护他们
Protecting them.
照亮他们
Shining for them.
弟兄姊妹，每一步路都在神的灵的带领底下。
Every single step was under the guidance of the Spirit of God.
我们知道，这是在旧约时代神一个重要的工作。
This is a very important word of God in the Old Testament.
以色列人出埃及是预表着教会，我们脱离世界。
The Israelites leaving Egypt is a sign.Telling us that we have the church has left the world.
脱离仇敌的那个罪的权势。
And we have departed away from the power of sin.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见以色列人到了大卫王的年间。
The Israelites going all the way to the time of King David.
我们的大卫啊，可以说是结束士师时代的混乱和黑暗的一个工作。
David was the one that concluded.The time of the judges and darkness.
那个黑暗和混乱。
The darkness and chaos.
是撒旦对神儿女们的一个极大的攻击和威吓。
Was a very tremendous attack and and threat of Satan.
Attack and threat. 那我们看见大卫啊，所以他要建立国度，经历了多少的患难，多少的征战。
So for David to build his kingdom, he has to go through many tribulations and warfare.
而大卫是不是说，你看我比别人有本事，所以我征战得胜了？他没有这样子。
But then David did not boast in himself that because I am very capable, so therefore I won many battles.
大卫看见是神的灵为他征战。
But David was able to see that the Spirit of God enabled him to fight.
在诗篇十八篇第十五节里面。
In Psalm 18:15,
大卫说：“耶和华啊，你的斥责一发，你鼻孔的气一出，海底就出现，大地的根基也显露。”
18:15, David says, "And the depths of the waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were uncovered at thy rebuke, Jehovah, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils."
你看啊，我们的神。为他的儿女征战。
Our God fights for his children.
神只用他鼻口的气、啊、这个海底就出现了。
With the breath of his nostrils, that the bottom of the ocean is seen.
圣经里面给我们看见啊，海是撒旦权势所在的范围。
The Bible tells us that the sea is the realm where the enemy is kept.
所有在上古时代随着撒旦的背叛神的那些生灵呢，他们现在都关在海里面。
All of these evil spirits in early ages have all been now kept captive under the sea.
弟兄姊妹，这些灵如果都跑到人间来了，地上不知道多混乱，多可怕。
If all of these evil spirits come into men, it's a very terrible thing.
神用鼻中的气一吹，这海的海底都露出来了。
But for God, at the blast of the breath of His nostril, we can see that the ground of the sea.
今天地上的地形地貌呢，我们空拍一下就看见了，对不对？
For us, you can see the landscape.
啊 ，use a drone 就可以了。
You can use a drone.
对不对？但是海底下的这个深度地貌，到现在没有一个国家敢说我把它搞清楚。
But not one nation can say that we are totally clear about what goes on underneath the sea.
这说出仇敌一切的工作都是隐藏的。
Telling us that all of the work of the enemy is hidden.
在外面看起来风平浪静，或者有一点风浪，其实你不知道他背后是在做些什么。
Outwardly looking at it may be very peaceful sea, and yet it may be roaring underneath.
但是神的灵一出来，这个气一出来，它就显露出来。
But once if the blast of the breath of God's nostril comes out, everything will be revealed.
而且大地的根基也都摇动，显露。
And the foundations of the world will be uncovered.
所有人认为牢固可靠的那根基也都露出来。
All the foundations that people feel are very strong will be revealed.
弟兄姊妹，这是在旧约时代，主借着大卫啊征战，大卫看见神的工作。
So in the Old Testament, through the warfare of David, he was able to see the work of God.
我们需要认识神的灵。
We must come to recognize God.
我们在神的工作中就不用自己的聪明，也不用自己的力量，也不用自己的方法。
So therefore, we will not use our intellect, our strength, our ways in our work.
我们才能真正的跟随羔羊。
We can truly follow the Lamb.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，那么到了被掳归回的时候。
Now the time of returning of the remnant.
那真是一段呢艰难的日子。
It's a very difficult time.
啊，那时候跟着所罗巴伯回去的，记载在以斯拉记和尼希米记里面。
Those people who went back recorded in Ezra and Nehemiah.
他们不过才五万多人。
So only about 50,000 people that went back with Zerubbabel.
比起留在巴比伦的几百万犹大人呢，是微不足道的。
It's a very small portion of those hundreds and thousands.
所以仇敌轻看他们。
So therefore the enemy despised them.
讥笑他们。
Laughed at them.
而且呢攻击他们。
And attacked them.
抵挡他们。
Opposed.
不让他们做神的工。
Would not allow them to do God's work.
那么神怎么完成那个工作呢？
But then how did God complete that work?
借着先知撒加利亚鼓舞这一班被掳归回的渔民。
Through the prophet Zechariah, he encouraged those remnants.
告诉他们说，不是依靠才能，
It's not by might.
也不是依靠势力。
Not by power.
乃是靠万军之耶和华的灵方能成事。
But the Spirit of God Almighty who can.
弟兄姊妹，这跟我们今天所处的时代何等的息息相关呢？
This is so very similar to the age we're living in now.
不是说我们靠主的灵，我们就什么事都不做了。
It doesn't mean that by the Spirit of God we do nothing.
乃是告诉我们说，我们要与圣灵同工，要降服在圣灵的带领的底下。
But yet rather we need to cooperate and co-work together with the Holy Spirit and submit under His guidance.
这个就结束了旧约时代神在他百姓中间的工作。
This concludes the work of God among God's people.
我们要结束在尼希米完成了这个耶路撒冷城门和城墙的重建。
It concludes after rebuilding of Nehemiah of the gate and the wall.
接下来呢，在旧约和新约中间呢，有一段就是我们主耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上。
Now immediately after what we see, the Lord Jesus Christ coming to earth as a man.
我们看见在主耶稣道成肉身到他生复活升天这一段的日子。
The period of time when the Lord Jesus came to earth as a man to the time he was risen to heaven.
在他身上的每一个点都看见圣灵的工作。
Every single thing in his life we see the work of the Holy Spirit.
刚才我们提到呢，主耶稣取了肉身的身体乃是玛利亚从圣灵怀孕。
We already said that Jesus had the body of a man through the birth of the Virgin Mary.
所以他是真人又是真神。
Therefore Christ was a true man as well as a true God.
弟兄姊妹，今天你我，我们也有肉身，对不对？
We have our physical flesh today.
我们也从圣灵得着了真的属天的生命。
We receive a true spiritual life in us.
我们只能说我们是蒙恩的罪人。
And yet we only say that we are sinners saved by grace.
但是主耶稣啊，他借着圣灵，他是真神又是真人。
But our Lord Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, He is the true man and true God.
那么主耶稣在肉身中，他进入公开的侍奉。
Jesus in His flesh, He entered into His public ministry.
他在三十岁那一年到约旦河去受施洗约翰的浸。
When He was 30 years old, He went and received the baptism of John.
他从水里上来的时候。
When He came up from the water.
天就开了。
The heaven opened.
圣灵仿佛鸽子从天上降下来，落在他身上。
The Holy Spirit descended like a dove on him.
这告诉我们说，主耶稣他的公开的侍奉
，telling us about the public ministry of Jesus.
完全在圣灵的膏抹和管制之下。
Is totally under the anointing and governing of the Holy Spirit.
他在那之前的三十年的生活
，his 30 years of life before that time.
也完全在那个。圣善之灵的教导和带领的底下
was also under the teaching and guidance of the Spirit of Holiness.
然后接着就来到主耶稣为我们上十字架。
And now we come to the point where Jesus went up on the cross.
我读一下希伯来书第九章第十四节。
Hebrews 9:14.
何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？
Hebrews 9:14. How much rather shall the blood of the Christ, who by the eternal Spirit offered himself spotless to God, purify your conscience from dead works to worship the living God?
这里给我们看见主耶稣在十字架上。
Here we see Lord Jesus on the cross.
他是借着永远的灵
by the eternal spirit,
也就是圣灵
that's the Holy Spirit,
将自己啊无瑕无疵的献给神
offered himself spotless to God.
因此就完成了救赎
therefore he completed redemption.
好，这一句话非常非常宝贵
this verse is precious.
这一段日子我常常在思想这一句话
these days I've meditated on this verse.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣从离开父神的宝座到地上来，到上十字架，一直走的都是十字架的道路。
From the point that Jesus, our Lord Jesus, left the Father's throne coming to the earth and going up on the cross, all that time he walked the way of the cross.
他每一个意念，每一个拣选，都是十字架的表现。
Every single thought and every single choice he made was a manifestation of the cross.
都是舍己，放下自己，否认自己。
Always denying himself.
他都是愿意顺服。
Always willing to obey.
这是怎么样达到的呢？
How did he get there?
因为神的灵，圣灵在他的里面带领他。
Because of the guidance of the Spirit of God leading him.
那么最后主耶稣上十字架。
Finally, when the Lord went
to the cross. 我们知道十字架是一个极大的苦难。
We know that the cross is a tremendous suffering.
极大的羞耻。
A great shame.
极大的痛苦 ,pain.
And a great pain.
主哪里来的力量呢？
Where did the Lord get the strength?
靠着永远的灵。
By the eternal spirit.
我们也知道十字架所带来的功效。
The efficacy that brings in by the cross.
是永远的功效。
It's an eternal.
所以主上十字架只要一次到永远就成了。
Therefore, the Lord going up on the cross is once and for all.
那谁做成的呢？
Who finished?
当然是主耶稣牺牲他自己。
Of course, the Lord Jesus gave himself.
但主的力量在哪里呢？
The way did he get the strength?
从父赐给他的灵，就是那永远的灵。
By the eternal spirit that God had given to him.
所以主耶稣在十字架上，所有读圣经都说，那是人间人不可能自己得着的一个宁静。
And so therefore the silence that showed on the cross is not something that he himself or anyone can experience.
The calmness is beyond human ability. 耶稣基督在十字架上，他的那一个宁静，那个安宁，怎么刺激他都一点都不动。
The calmness that he showed on the cross, no matter what happens, he was totally immovable.
弟兄姊妹，那是永远的灵在他里面做他的扶持。
And that is because the internal spirit in him became his support.
我们也知道主耶稣在十字架上说了七句话。
We know that the Lord Jesus spoke seven phrases on the cross.
最后一句他说什么呢？
What did he say the last phrase?
他说，父啊，我把我的灵交给你。
His father, I give you my spirit.
我想这句话就是希伯来书作者讲的，他借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵的献给神。
I think this is referred by what is saying here in verse 14, that by the eternal spirit offered himself spotless.
所以这一个献上，父得着了满足，父得着了敬拜，我们就得着了救赎。
And in this offering,Our God the Father received that worship and satisfaction, and we have been served.
弟兄姊妹，我们这个罪人把自己的灵献给主，不能救别人。
For sinners such as us, when we offer our spirit to God, we cannot save other people.
只能说主救了我。
We can only say that the Lord saved me.
但是主耶稣断气的时候，他把他的灵借着永远的灵交给了父神。
But when our Lord Jesus breathed his last.He was able to give his spirit to God to accomplish salvation.
所以神的灵和基督十字架的工作是紧紧结合在一起的。
Therefore, the spirit of God and the work of the cross is intimately related together.
我为什么要这样说呢？
Why am I saying this?
如果你光追求圣灵的能力而没有十字架的印记，弟兄姊妹，我们可能走偏了。
The reason is because if you only pursue after the power of the Holy Spirit, but you don't have the work of the cross, maybe you have gone in the wrong way.
我们仅仅追求圣灵带给我的释放，这个人生命没有被十字架背负，弟兄姊妹，我们没有得着圣灵全备的祝福。
If you only receive and appreciate the liberation of the Holy Spirit, and yet you have not gone through the dealing of the cross, then maybe you have not received the complete salvation.
那么十字架不是主工作的终点结束啊。
So therefore, the cross is not the end of God's work.
我们知道主耶稣现在仍然在做工。
We know even today the Lord Jesus is still working.
在启示录第五章的里面。
Revelation 5.
给我们看见主耶稣复活升天，到了父的宝座前。
You see that the Lord ascended to heaven and now is before the throne of God.
第五章第六节，我读一下给大家听。
Revelation 5:6.
我又看见宝座与四活物，并长老之中有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的，有七角七眼， 就是神的妻灵奉差遣往普天下去的。
And I saw in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, a lamb standing as slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, which are sent into all the earth.
我们在读《使徒行传》第二章三十二、三十三节。
Acts 2:32-33.
这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。
32:33. This Jesus has God raised up, whereof all we are witnesses. Having therefore been exalted by the right hand of God, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this which ye behold and hear.
这两处的经文给我们看见。
These two places allow us to see.
主耶稣复活升天以后。
After Jesus was resurrected and ascended.
在父的宝座前，他受膏了。
Before God the Father's throne, he was anointed.
他就得着了父所应许的圣灵。
He received the promised Holy Spirit.
就是神的七灵。
And that is the seventh spirit of God.
不是说圣灵有七位。
We're not saying that there are seven different Holy
Spirits. 这个七乃是说到他在人间照着神旨意那完全的工作。
The seven speaks of the perfect will of God that he has accomplished on earth.
所以圣灵被差遣到普天下来。
So the Holy Spirit was sent to all the earth.
是来成全神在基督里所预定那完全的工作。
To accomplish and fulfill all of the work of the Lord on earth.
所以使徒彼得做见证。
Therefore the apostle Peter witnessed.
他对那些稀奇的犹太人说。
But those Jews who marveled.
他说你们看见我们身上所经历的。
You see what we have witnessed?
就是父所应许的圣灵。
It's the promised Holy Spirit by the Father.
现在我们经历了证明天上发生的事情，基督耶稣得着荣耀。
And so we are witnesses to prove to you that the Lord Jesus has been glorified.
弟兄姊妹，这是主耶稣他在地上工作的最高点，圣灵降下来。
This is the highest pinnacle of the work of the Lord Jesus on earth, and which is the coming of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹。所以今天你我得着圣灵啊，是主付了极重的代价征战得胜，我们得着的。
So today you and I receive the Holy Spirit is because of the spiritual warfare of the Lord Jesus that He had won.
那么接下来哈
，Now we go on.
我们看见就是五旬节降临
，The time of Pentecost.
那么在新约时代啊
，In the New Testament period.
我们知道一般读圣经的人称这一个时代。叫做圣灵的时代。
People call this the age of the Holy Spirit.
在所有相信耶稣基督的人身上。
In the life of all those who believe in the Lord Jesus.
在蒙救赎的教会的里面。
The church that's been redeemed.
我们知道圣灵来执行神的工作。
The Holy Spirit comes to administer God's work.
他来管理神的儿女。来带领神的儿女。
He comes to govern and guide God's children.
刚才我们已经读过约翰福音第十四章。
We read John 14 already.
第十四节到第二十节。
Verse 14.
到十六节到二十节，我们刚刚读过了。
16-20, we read this already.
主耶稣因为他要离开门徒们，他要上十字架。
Because the Lord Jesus was to depart away from the disciples to go up to the cross.
所以在他最后的晚餐的时候，他和门徒们讲到最重要也最恳切的激励和鼓舞的话。
So at the Last Supper, he spoke some very important and sincere words to encourage the disciples.
主耶稣跟他们介绍有一个更有福气的时代要来临。
The Lord Jesus introduced to them a more blessed time to come.
他说我要求父。
So I will beg the Father.
父就另外赐给你们一位宝贵。
And he will give you another comforter.
主耶稣不是说我又会回来，主说另外一位宝贵是。
The Lord Jesus did not say I will come back again, but he says he will give you another comforter.
主耶稣自己在地上，门徒跟随主，门徒们就很安息。
When the Lord Jesus was on earth, the disciples were very restless because they followed Jesus the man.
因为主就是他们的保惠师。
Because the Lord Jesus was their own comforter.
他们碰到难处了。
When they are facing problems.
如果主不在，他们就很忧愁。
If the Lord is not with them, they feel sad.
如果主在的话呢，他们就很放心。
So if the Lord was there, then it's okay, they can relax.
我们记得有一次，主耶稣跟门徒们在船上面过加利利海。
One time, Jesus and the disciples were on the boat going across the Sea of Galilee.
那是晚上。
At night.
那么忽然这海里面起了大风大浪。
And suddenly, a big storm came.
门徒们想，主大概白天太累了，他在那里休息，他们不好叫醒主。
At first, the disciples did not want to wake up Jesus because they felt that he was very tired from the day.
他们很体贴主。他们就拼命的摇橹。
They tried very hard.
因为他们有好几位都是很善水性的渔夫。
Because a few of them are very good fishermen.
但到最后他们一点办法都没有。
But at the end, they were hopeless.
他们只好去把主叫醒。
So they woke Jesus up.
他们怎么叫呢？
How did they wake up?
这个祷告最直接了，主啊，我们丧命了。
The Lord save us.
主就起来。
So the Lord woke up.
主起来大声的斥责风和海。
And loudly, the Lord Jesus stopped the storm.
立刻就平静。
Immediately, there was a calm.
弟兄姊妹，主成为他们的安慰者。
The Lord became their comforter.
主是他们的保护者。
The Lord protected them.
他们到了旷野，主说你给他们吃。
In the wilderness, the Lord says, "You give them food to eat."
他们说我们没有东西给他们吃。
They said, "We have no food."
即便我们现在有20两银子。买一点东西怎么够这么多人吃分了吃呢？
If it was 20 talents, we don't have enough money to buy for all of these people to eat.
主就问他们，你们到底有什么？
So the Lord asked them, what do you
have? 安德烈说，主啊，这里有一个小孩，小男孩，他妈妈给了一个这个 brown bag， 那时候没有 brown bag， 可能一个篮子哈，5个饼，小饼，2条鱼。
And so Andrew says, look, we have a little boy here with a basket of 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish.
主耶稣说拿给我。
So Jesus bring it to him.
主耶稣就祝福。
The Lord blessed it.
献上感谢。
Offer it.
然后把它拨开来。
And broke the bread.
那一天所有人都吃饱了。
That day everybody was fed.
还留下了12篮。
With 12 baskets full.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做保惠师。
This is the comforter.
主说我要离开你们。
The Lord says, "I will leave you."
你们可能很忧愁，以后再没有靠山了。
You may be sad because you have no more anyone to lean on.
当你们心情沮丧的时候，没有人可以去说了。
When you're sad, you have no one to go to.
那是保惠师原来的意思，坐在旁边陪你的人。
The comforter, the word comforter is someone sitting next to you to accompany you.
在希腊文里面就是 parakletos。
The Greek is parakletos.
它意思就是坐在旁边。安慰你扶持你并且为你辩护的那一位。
Being the person sitting next to you, comforting you, and speaking for you on your behalf.
主耶稣在肉身中带门徒的时候，门徒有什么难处都可以告诉主。
When the Lord was in the flesh, the disciples can tell Jesus all of their troubles.
那么主上十架以后，他们就没有这个福分。
So after the Lord went up to the cross, they missed this blessing.
主说你们不要担心。
The Lord says, "Do not worry."
我要求父。
I will beg the Father.
父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师。
He will give you another comforter.
而这一位保惠师来叫永远与我们同在。
And that he may be with you forever.
哎呀，感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，从你我出生在地上。
Since you and I were born on this earth.
圣灵从来没有离开过你和我。
The Holy Spirit has never left us.
你承不承认？
Do you believe it?
你说那时候我还不信主，圣灵怎么会与我同在？
You may say, I'm not a believer then. How can the Holy Spirit with me?
因为呢，在没有创立世界以前，父就在基督里拣选了你。
Because before the world was there, God the Father has already chosen you in Christ.
我现在回想我不信主以前发生的事情，好几次我都要丧命了。死定了，结果我活下来了，是谁做的呢？
I recall that in my youth, quite a few times I almost died, and yet somehow I was restored. Who did that?
是永远与我们同在的神。
It is the Spirit of God who is forever with us.
只是我不知道。
It's just that I was ignorant of.
我也不承认。
And I did not confess.
但是现在我信了耶稣。
But now I believe in Jesus.
我称他做我的救主。
I call him my savior.
圣灵在我里面，我知道了。
The Holy Spirit is in me. I know it now.
我也承认了。
And I admit it.
那我需要认识他。
Now I need to know him.
我需要尊重他。
And honor him.
我需要顺服他。
And obey him.
我就来依靠他。
And trust him.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个何等样的福气。
This is a tremendous blessing.
所以碰到风浪，你就不需要怕去把主吵醒。
So in the wind and the waves, don't be afraid to wake him up.
碰到缺乏的时候，你也不要怕，我什么都没有。
In times of lack, don't be afraid that you have nothing.
圣灵来了。永远与我们同在，一直到进永世，圣灵都与我们同在。
The Comforter, the Holy Spirit will be with us all the way to eternity. He'll be there.
他在介绍那圣灵是谁呢
？He also introduces to us.
他说他是真理的圣灵。
He is the Spirit of Truth.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
圣灵来了，他要把真理启示，并且实化在相信的人里面。
The Holy Spirit comes.So that he will reveal himself and realize, actualize his words in those who believe in him.
弟兄姊妹，如果没有圣灵的话
，If without the Holy Spirit,
我们讲救恩
，If we talk about salvation,
那不过是救恩的道理
，It's just a teaching, a doctrine.
我们讲十架
，If we talk about the cross,
那不过是十架的道理
，It's just the teaching of the cross.
十架的道理好像比人的道德高一点，但是你根本做不到。
The teaching of the cross may be higher than man's moral, and yet we cannot attain.
但是这个实际的灵来的时候，他就来了。
But yet, when the Spirit of Truth comes, then it comes.
我们讲主的同在，主的同在就成我的经历。
When we talk about God's presence, then God's presence can become our experience.
我讲主的扶持，那个扶持就在我的里面。
When I talk about the support of the Lord.That support is in me.
如果我们不认识圣灵是真理的圣灵
，If we fail to realize the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth,
我们基督徒常常就要帮助主啊，来表现真理。
Many times we Christians will have to help the Lord to express out the truth.
你有没有参加过这样聚会？我想明尼苏达弟兄姊妹大概不会这样做。
I think the saints in Minnesota will not do that.
我以前服侍在各个聚会里面。有些弟兄姊妹会这样讲，那个领诗歌的说。
In other meetings where I was, the song leader would say.
好，弟兄姊妹，这首诗歌是个喜乐诗歌，你们唱的一点都不喜乐。
He would say, brothers and sisters, this is a joyful hymn, and yet none of you guys are happy.
好，现在我要你们喜乐，要站起来。
All right, everybody stand up.
向你左边人说你好，向右边人说好，向五个人说好，然后笑一下。
Greet the person to your left, greet the person to your right, and smile.
然后唱的时候拍手，我们就喜乐了。
And clap your hands when you sing. Now you have joy.
那个叫做人造喜乐。
It's man-made joy.
就像天不下雨，我们人现在也可以啊，人造雨。
So if it's not raining, we can maybe create rain.
但是圣灵不需要你人造。
The Holy Spirit does not need to have any man-made methods.
圣灵来了，你尝过主的同在，你就不一样。
When the Holy Spirit comes and you have tasted of His presence, then everything is different.
我们为着福音朋友，为着我们还没有重生的儿女祷告，我们就是求这件事情。
For our gospel friends, for our children who are not born again yet, this is what we need to pray for.
圣灵不仅是永远与我们同在，而且它是实际的灵，是真理的灵。
The Holy Spirit is not only just be there forever with us, but he's a spirit of truth and a spirit of reality.
好，我们传福音有时候不太容易讲罪。
When we share the gospel, it's hard to talk about sin.
当圣灵光照人的时候，他自己会起来认罪。
But when the Holy Spirit illuminates in sinners, that he himself will stand up and talk about his sin.
而且他认的罪也是人想都想不到的。
The sin that he confesses is what man can never imagine.
我们有一位弟兄。
We have a brother.
他第一次来聚会的时候
，When he came to the meeting the first time，
在波饼聚会，啊不，在信息完了以后，我们爱宴，我跟他打招呼。
After the message was over, we had a love feast, so I greeted him.
我就问他，我说，请问你信主没有？他说我信了。
And I asked him, Are you a believer? He says, Oh yes, I'm a believer.
而且我受浸了。
He says, I'm already.
我说那很好。
I said, Oh good.
结果他加了一句。
And then he said,
他说我不是罪人哦。
He said, Oh, but I'm not a sinner.
我信了耶稣，但是我不是罪人。
I believe in Jesus, but I'm not a sinner.
我就很稀奇，我就问他，你怎么会，你 你不认识你有罪，那你为什么要信耶稣呢？
So I was kind of surprised. I said, you believe in Jesus, but you don't have faith.
他说我从小是三好学生啊。
He said, I am the best student since I was young.
啊，我在学校都是做领导的。
I'm the leader of the group all the time.
他说我信耶稣，因为这些基督徒啊都对人太好了。
He said, I became a believer because these Christians are so good to me.
啊，他说的，所以我不好意思，我就去受浸了。
So out of courtesy, I went to get.
他说没想到受浸的时候站在那个水池里面，那一位为我施浸的弟兄问我，你是不是这个罪人？你承不承认你是罪人？
And so I was standing in the baptismal pool, and the person that baptized me asked me a question and said, "Do you confess that you are a sinner?"
他说那是我一生最痛苦的时候，因为我不是罪人，我必须要承认，他才给我施浸。
He said that was my most painful time of my life because I have to confess I'm a sinner even though I don't believe in this.
结果第二个礼拜他来，他就把他受浸的照片带来给我看，果然他一脸这个痛苦的表情，受浸了。
So the next Sunday he brought a photo of his baptism to show me, and indeed that picture of him standing in the baptismal pool was very very sad.
这样他跟我们在一起聚会了大概五年到六年的时间。
So he met with us for about 5 or 6 years.
他是一个很认真的人。
He's a very, very sincere person.
他把每一句话都当作神的命令去遵守。结果他有一次组织交通，他说做基督徒的十二种痛苦。
He tried to follow all of the commands of the Lord, and one Sunday he shared on the 12 types of suffering of being a Christian.
他是一个真的信主。
He really believed in the
Lord. 但是没有圣灵的人。
But without the work of the Holy Spirit,
很奇妙
amazing.
主知道他的需要。
The Lord knows his need.
有一年我们年终的祷告聚会。
One year we had the end of the year prayer meeting.
我每年的12月31号我们有半宵的祷告到此夜。
And at the end of each year we have a half night watch night meeting.
我们第一堂就是个人找一个安静地方去打扫自己的心。去认罪，求主的宝血洗净，一件一件具体的认。
The first session of the night, we have to individually go before the Lord and have a big house cleaning of our heart to confess all of our sins.
那一天他去了。
That night he
他到不知道哪一个房间，我们不知道。
He went to one of the rooms.
等到我们拨饼的时候，他没来。
He didn't show up at the table meeting.
啊，弟兄姊妹等他，因为他负责服侍饼杯。
He was in charge of serving the table, the cup of the bread.
我就到处找，我们会所很大。
The meeting place is very big. We went looking for him.
后来找到我们住的这个老房子，他在一个房间里面跪在那里，满脸荣光。
We saw him kneeling in one of the bedrooms, and his face was just shining.
我叫他，他就起来服侍饼杯。
I called him, so he came to start to serve the table.
完全换了一个人。
He was totally changed.
后来他做见证。
Afterward, he testified.
他说弟兄叫我们一件事一件事认罪。我跪在主面前说主啊，我没有一件事是有罪的。
So he says, I was told to confess my sins one by one. And when I knelt before the Lord, I said, Lord, I have no sin in me.
我是个好儿子。
I'm a good son.
我是个好学生。
A good student.
我是个好丈夫。
Good husband.
我是个好爸爸。
A good dad.
我是个好工作人员在大公司上班。
I'm a good staff in my company.
他这样祷告完，他就跪在那里。
He knelt there.
结果主圣灵光照他一点。
And so the Holy Spirit started to illuminate in him.
光照他小的时候，他妈妈要他去拿一点这个买食物的粮食券、粮票去买东西。
His mom told him to go buy some food with a food ticket.
他就充了。五毛钱自己花了。
So he deducted 50 cents for himself.
他妈妈都不知道。
His mom didn't know.
那天忽然圣灵光照他。
That day suddenly the Holy Spirit shone on him.
他看见他就跟他伏在主面前说主啊我是个罪人。
Then he prostrated before the Lord and said, Lord, I am really a sinner.
他一喊主，主血的功效就显在他里面。
As soon as he called on the Lord, the work of the blood came.
他经历与神和好那个平安啊。所以他就忘记时间了。
He experienced the peace of being reconciled back to God, so he forgot about the time.
直到我去找他。
Until I went to look him up.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这个叫做真理的灵。
This is the spirit of truth.
啊，真理的灵来了，不需要你用道理去说服人。
When the spirit of truth comes, you don't have to reason with people.
不是说我们不要讲真理。
It's not to say that we don't.
但是让真理的圣灵在人心里面实化那个真理。
But allow the spirit of truth in men to actualize this truth in this person.
我们从认罪得救重生宝血的功效，一直到见主的面，真理的灵让我们一样一样经历主耶稣所完成的是真的。
From the moment of us receiving the Lord, walking this way, all the way till we see Him, one day we will be able to realize that everything that we receive is true.
是可以经历的。
Can be true.
是可以向世人做见证的。
Can be testified to the world.
我们所信的是又真又活的主。
Our Lord is a true and living Lord.
这就是圣灵今天被差遣到地上来。
This is why the Holy Spirit has been sent to earth.
他把真理的实际带给每一个相信耶稣基督的人。
Bring to us the reality of all those who believe.
而且他使我们经历了，他就与我们一同为真理做见证。
Because we've experienced this, then he can testify together with us.
明天我要再稍微讲一点，真理的灵来了，要启示并且荣耀基督在我们的里面。
And tomorrow I'll talk about the coming of the Holy Spirit revealing as well as glorifying in us.
那么我的时间快到了哈。我快快的再提一点，在刚才读的约翰福音十四章十六节到二十节
，In John 14:16-20，
他讲到呢，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
Because he is with you forever, and he will also be in you.
我们认识圣灵是因为他在我们里面。
We know the Holy Spirit because he is inside of us.
常常我们经历圣灵外面赋予我们能力。我们不一定会认识圣灵。
We may frequently experience the Holy Spirit giving us power, but you may not necessarily know the Holy Spirit.
主说呢，真理的圣灵是世人不能接受的。
The Lord says the Spirit of cannot accept.
因为世人看不见他。
Because he does not see.
也不认识他。
Nor know him.
你们却认识他。
But you know him.
因他在你们里面。
For he abides with you.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要认识圣灵。要从生命里面来认识他。
If we are to know the Holy Spirit, we must know Him in our life.
所以呢，他又被称作内住的圣灵。
Therefore, He is called the indwelling Spirit.
在使徒保罗的讲论里面，罗马书第一章讲到生命的圣灵。
In the book of Romans, Paul says He is the Spirit of life.
这位灵神就是神格中的第三位。
The Spirit of God is the third person of the Triune God.
圣灵这位圣者。
The holiness, the spirit of holiness.
今天住在我们里面。
Today is living in us.
他在我们里面做什么呢？
What's he doing inside?
做你我的生命。
To be the life of you and I.
这个叫做重生。
This is meaning.
明天我要，后天我要提到这个点。
I'll mention this on Sunday.
如同他在父神和子神里面是父与子的生命一样。
Just like in God the Father, God the Son.
这叫我们非常谦卑并且恭敬地说，主啊，我怎么会蒙这么大的恩典？
So that very humbly and very reverently we will say, Lord, how can we receive such a tremendous blessing?
我再说一遍。
And again.
他在我们的里面呢，做我们的生命。
In us, the Holy Spirit is our life.
正如同他在父神和子神里面是他们的生命一样。
Just like He is in God the Father, God the Son being their life.
这是我们在基督的救赎工作中所得着最大最大的祝福。
This is the greatest blessing we have when we have the salvation of God.
唯有这个祝福能够保证你我将来进荣耀。
Only this blessing will assure us to enter into eternity.
因为他在我们里面做我们的生命。
Because he's in us, being our life.
弟兄姊妹，他就成为你我最深处的我了。
He is the true us in the depths of our being.
我们原来的我是我的老我了。
The old self in us is the old one.
现在在我里面有一个最深处的我了，那个是真的我了。
And now the self in the deepest part is my true self.
那是圣灵和我的灵。联合在一起。
This is when the Holy Spirit unites Himself with my spirit.
这是基督徒生命生活的起点。
This is the beginning point of the work and life of a Christian.
那么接下来哈。
And as we go on.
圣灵在我们的里面呢。
The Holy Spirit in us.
他做我们的保惠师。
He's our comforter.
刚才我已经讲到，他是一个有位格的。
We already mentioned that he is a person. He is a God with person.
他是有思想的。
He has thoughts.
他有喜好，有性情的。
Interest.
他有意志的。
And will.
啊，弟兄姊妹，所以他在我们里面不仅仅是一个能力，不仅仅是一个感动而已。
So therefore, he in us is not just a power or a moving.
他是一位，就是神自己。
He is the very person of God.
他有他自己的意愿。
With his own desires.
有自己的目的。
And purpose.
有自己的性情。
And nature.
而且他随时随地的来教导带领我们。
And anytime, anywhere he guides us.
那我们对他该怎么样？
How should we treat him?
我们要伏在主面前，恭敬地说：“主啊，感谢你。”
We need to bow before him and reverently say, "Lord, we thank you."
我真是要学会尊你为主。
I want to honor you as Lord.
如果我们肯听从顺服他
，If you're willing to listen and obey him,
弟兄姊妹，圣灵在我们里面就成为我们个人生活的力量。
He becomes the very strength of our personal life.
而且成为我们的滋润。
As well as our nourishment,
并且使我们能够结出圣灵的果子来。
We can even bear fruits of the Holy Spirit.
这个是神给我们极大的一个福气。
This is a tremendous blessing from God.
是通过主耶稣基督为我们舍命得荣耀，我们才得着的。
We receive this because of the life of the Lord Jesus giving Himself for us and Him being glorified.
愿我们都学习尊重住在我们里面的圣灵。
We all learn to honor the indwelling spirit.
我想我今天晚上呢就交通这么多。
This is all I want to share for tonight.
我们有一点祷告。
Shall we pray?
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你为我们成全的救赎何等浩大。
How tremendous is your salvation for us?
何等完备。
And perfect.
何等的有能力。
And powerful.
你给我们的祝福不是别的。
The blessings that you have given us is none other.
乃是你自己的灵。
But your own spirit.
乃是住在我们里面的圣灵。
This indwelling Holy Spirit.
亲爱的主啊。
Dear Lord Jesus.
我们因着信你。
Because we believe in
you. 我们都领受了圣灵。
We receive this Holy Spirit.
因为你已经被父神用右手高举。
Because the Father has already raised you up with His right hand.
你已经在宝座上掌权。
You are reigning on the throne.
愿我们今天属你的儿女。
May we, children who belong to you.
我们心中的宝座也是归给你自己。
The throne in the heart is also for you.
让你借着圣灵在我们里面做我们的主。
So that through the Holy Spirit you can be our Lord and Master.
做我们的主人。
Be our Master.
好叫我们在地上能够跟随圣灵而行。
So that as we live on earth, we can follow the Holy Spirit.
主啊，我们敬拜你。
Lord, we worship.
我们每次谈到这样的话语和交通。
Every time we share on these words.
我们心里面就感觉自己何等的蒙恩蒙福。
We feel how blessed we are.
我们也感觉自己何等的不配和不堪。
As well as unworthy.
我们唯有愿你被高举。
May you be uplifted.
愿你得荣耀。
And be glorified.
愿圣灵在地上的工作快快的成全。
And the work of the Holy Spirit on earth can be fulfilled haste quickly.
叫你的国快快的降临。
That your kingdom will come quickly.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayers.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.